time, and I'm going to do what I was told to do last week. Just scroll all the way to the bottom, Phil. That's what I'm going to do. Allie grew up in old school wrestling. Nathan Smith, all hail Elcott.
Right on.
James Kaufman, Nathan Smith, Mike Nickus, Allie, Jeff, Allie, Paul Dentino, Colby, Jack, Bernie G. All right, Bernie. Are you, wait a minute, don't tell me. Last week you were in, Texas? El Paso? Where were you last week? Let me turn this fan off. And, Bernie G, Colby Jack, you guys are so hardcore. Here's the thought that I have. As Christian is here. Christian, where are you at, man? I just saw your name. Greetings from the Grand Canyon. No shit, dude. Are you camping out in the Grand Canyon? That's awesome. Frog in a blender. Allie, Paul Dentino. My thought for HendryCon, this is very radical. Adam Nichol is here. Here's my thought. Jeff, I'm not gay. Show me where it says bone smoker in the Bible. I was thinking of a gigantic dinner and party with the hardcore BSP family from Friday Night Chats. What do you think? From the Friday Night Chat, I mean. So we take the real heart, and it's 100 people, and we cut it off at 100. I kind of like that idea. Or just a fucking party of backstage pass people, period. No outsiders. Could be weird, could be very weird. And they're guests, you know. So I like that idea. We have a little bit of showbiz news. Those of you that are familiar with the acting thing, what a callback is. Do you know what a callback is? A network callback. So I got a network callback on a job for Monday. That means that they liked me, and they want the network guys to see me. And it also means when they get a callback, they ask you to sign a contract for the project, so they'll have you in place if they like you. So I am I'm cautiously optimistic, as the saying goes. And who knows, you know? If, let's say, I get hired and the show turns into a big fucking hit for 10 years, you guys will remember this night. Let's say I get hired and the show becomes a big fucking hit for 10 years, and some of you forget this night. That means that you were dead when it... no, forget it. Anyway, MD Phil Fan is with us also, Mike Nickus and some others. Mike Nickus with I No Take No Drugs No More. That's from the very early days of Elcott. And I have no idea why I said that, other than the fact that I think Elcott I envisioned originally as a drug rehab kind of guy who would help you get off, like almost like a some kind of a version of a Synanon. Bungholio is here. Oh, shit. Yeah, Bungholio, the background is that I've got behind me the network, the actual website. So I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll go back over to, so it doesn't blow your fucking mind, man. Let me do this. All right, there. Is that going to, you know, that's probably going to be a little bit better there. Yeah, it was pretty weird there for a minute. Jamie Rocks, what's up, man? Phil, is your show, you're talking about on the Playboy Channel? No. No, it is not, Colby, but thank you for...
Thank you for your question. No.
It's actually better than that. No, I shouldn't say better than that. It's on a bigger network, and I'll just have my fingers crossed. If I get hired, I'll let you know. They're really touchy about that. They don't want you to know, you know, so fuck it. I'll have to tell you. I would have to swear all of you guys to secrecy if I told you. William Beggs from Salt Lake City, new BSP. You knew, William? Bungholio, Burn, my man, how you been? Talking about Bernie? Bernie, where you been, man? Where are you tonight, and where have you been? Where were you last year? Phil, one thing I've noticed about L.A. metro area, burger joints up the wazoo. We love our hamburgers in California, Bernie. Hamburger is the hamburger is really the cash meal for California. It just is. It's a barbecue thing. The burger stands were like here from the beginning, man, from like the 30s, the 20s and 30s on. And major good, you know, In-N-Out Burger. You know, I'm sure, Bernie, from your many trips. I forget what the fuck else we got. Johnny Rockets and all that shit. I mean, I don't know. But there's also like little places, independent places, like The Spot in Carpinteria, which is, you know, amazing. Chef Burger. I grew up with a burger place, Leo's Burgers in Arcadia, which I can't find any mention of Leo's Burgers online anywhere. It depresses me. By the way, Overlords of Elcott, the next step, I so swear to secrecy. All right, well, MD, maybe some of you guys, maybe I'll direct message some of you. I'm kidding. If I say it, I'll say it to all of you. David Myers, how you doing, David? So, Bernie, you're in California, I take it. Christian says he is in the city of, I read it as Kebab, but I see it as Kanab, in the city of Kebab, Utah. Damn. Ali Pink's is a hot dog place, I thought. I didn't think it was a burger place. Nathan, MD, Phil fan, and on the life of Ed Elcott, yes. Three Utah people here tonight. Great. Good. Utah's cool. Great place. So what do you think about that? Thinking about going down to California in June, says Adam, on vacation. One thing I seriously want to do while I'm down there is check out In-N-Out Burger. Yeah, In-N-Out Burger is the very greatest thing that ever happened. In fact, a quick story. There was a guy at In-N-Out at near the airport, and I was standing there, and he said he was from New York. And I'd been talking about Five Guys, and he said to me, I'm from New York. And where am I? I'm in line here at In-N-Out. That's how good Five Guys is. I'm getting my burgers here, and I'm taking them back on the plane. So I think we're going to get Five Guys here. And by that, I'm not necessarily talking about the burger joint. All right. Bernie G., my plan is from here, Burbank, working my way to Atlanta. No shit? Yeah, Pink's is a famous eatery, famous for their hot dogs. Wouldn't say they're famous for their burgers, though. The other place that's kind of a local place, they've got two in Pasadena, I don't know where else, Topps Charbroiled Charbroiled Burgers is great. So what do you guys think about me having a party for BSPs only? And even my plan is a select group of BSPs, like no more than 100 to 150 of our backstage pass people, would probably piss off a lot of the BSPs. So I'm thinking of a BSP-only party in Vegas. Fat Burger, Ollie, a small hole-in-the-wall place is the best. That's the truth. Hey, Ollie and I were talking the other night. I drove by her place of work at SAG on Wilshire. Ollie, I went by there on my way to that audition I had. You know, down Wilshire, you know exactly what I was talking about because they're tearing up the fucking street there. And I drove right by. You know what? Is that a new building or something? Because SAG, I mean, I can't remember going to SAG. Well, yeah, maybe I do remember going to SAG. I just don't remember the building being that monumentally huge and phenomenal. Jeff, Phil, if you're not doing calls, why do you need the headphones? If I'm not doing calls, what do you mean? I need the headphones so I can hear the sound of the microphone, so I can hear any of the production stuff. You mean tonight? It's just a nervous thing. It's just, it's like, I don't know. I guess it's so I can hear what at least the voice sounds like, you know? And the fact is, if I wasn't wearing headphones and the microphone module just went out, let's say, although I do have our VU meter, so I could read the VU. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. What? Test. Yeah, it's a good question, and one that I can't answer other than I feel nude unless I'm wearing the headphones. It used to be when I did my show, I would go nuts if I wasn't holding a pen. Every fucking second of the show, I had to be holding a pen. Bungholio, we have a thing down here that beats all. Whataburger. Where are you from, Bungholio? Florida? Mike Nickus says, Utards is right, considering our state legislature voted to repeal the 17th Amendment this week. Evidently, they don't think us commoners can handle voting for our senators anymore. Repeal the 17th Amendment? I don't understand. Ali says, it is not the same building. We just got our logo on it now. I'm up top, ninth floor, almost top floor. Okay. Because I do remember going to that building then once to pay some dues, and that was the end of that. Christian votes for Vegas BSP only. Phil, how do you get that thing when Bacon and Skyboy are crashing? Switch back and forth from pre-recorded audio? How do I do what? How do you do that thing when Bacon and... I don't switch back and forth. I go back and edit the clips together. So I do this. And I wherever there's an evident drop in the audio, I just cut it all together. So the show is pre-recorded because it's simply a podcast that gets dropped at 10 o'clock Pacific each and every day. Bernie G. Bung, yeah, what a burger, not bad. Where's that at? Where's what a burger at? Gotta know. I've got to know. Bruce Vaught is here, who's in Arizona. He says, I'm in Arizona. I was raised on Whataburger. It's the best. I really like In-N-Out, but Whataburger's the best. No shit. Apathy 2673. Whataburger's the best. Mel Tillis used to do the ads and say, wow, 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 Whataburger. God damn, Mel Tillis. James Kaufman, Phil, let's dress a restaurant as Ted's of Beverly Hills and have dinner there. That's a good idea. And have it in Beverly Hills. Would like to check out Big Boy while in California, but it may not be anywhere near where any are located. Big Boy is not anything like it used to be. Big Boy was great when I was a kid, man. And that's a long fucking time. It was the 60s. So, and it used to be the burger place in California. Big Boy's Burger. But who would I rather see as president, Margaret Gray or Hillary? Well, if we had Margaret as president, we could push her around and tell her what to do. So probably Margaret. Whataburger's in Texas. Okay, so that's where you guys are. Thank you. I'm tending toward that, man. I think that's a great idea. Gray Dickman, 2016. I'm thinking about having a BSP only because I feel that... I think that would be the smartest thing. I don't know. We'll see. Bungholy is in Houston. Hey, Matt, how you doing? Marty, audio keeps dropping here. Video looks good. Loose mic cord? Nope. Audio's good here. Testing 1, 2. Test, test. If you got audio drop out there, brother, I suspect you've got a speaker problem. Or you have a headphone situation. Bungholio, spent the first 25 years of my life there. Are you drinking a Moscow Mule? I'm drinking a Mexican Mule, man. Tequila and ginger beer. Allie, I love Big Boys. I used to go there every time I went to Disneyland with my ex-husband. Jesus, that sounds like a fun run, man. Big Boys, then Disneyland. Which Big Boys, Allie? In what town? Jamie Rocks, audio sounds fine here, Marty. It might be a connection issue. And James also says, by the way, Marty, I don't know you, but you might want to get a new computer. It sounds like you've got a real shit box. No, he didn't. I'm kidding. Christian, $500 a plate BSP dinner. All the proceeds go to upgrading this chat. What do you mean upgrading the chat? To what? We can drink a Ted in your honor, Phil. Yes. Teds are what? They're rum and Coke. Yes, they are Captain Morgan's and Coke. We can drink a Ted, Your Honor. Allie, you love Big Boys? Question. Jake says, what up? Now, since we only have one female on the line, if the shit gets out of control, I'm going to start blocking people, okay? Because if we start giving this, or do you love Big Boys and all this good stuff, right? The only problem would be if we can't plan it out in enough time. That don't worry about that, man. I mean, I'll give you plenty of advance notice. Adam Nickel, we have a ton of Carl's Jr., weirdly enough. They started building up here around 10 years ago. We have one like 5 minutes from where I live and another like 15 minutes from where I live. Is that Portland? Marty, I'm using an iPad. Refresh the page and it's good now. There you go. Allie, Big Boys in Burbank. Yeah, that's the one that's still, I think... is open, and it ain't bad. Stephen Miller, BSP only dinner party sounds great. After all, we're your biggest fans. I think so. I think that that's a great idea. you know, Nathan Smith, and then picking a baked potato from the baked potato tree. The thing to do, Mike Nickus, this week's things in the show that never fail to crack me up. Anytime you call Frank to corroborate one of Margaret's stories, and he always starts with, oh, goddamn. Sounds like whenever my grandma asked my grandpa to explain pretty much everything, he always leads off with, God damn it. And whenever Frank is flat-out steaming drunk, humiliating Margaret on the air. That's it, man. Luke D., a.k.a. Dean Freakin' Wheeler, Bungholio, Deer Park growing up, lived off of Kirby just north of 59. Where are you guys? Where is that? Cody, drinking not your father's root beer. Ever had it, Phil? No, I haven't. There was a root beer called Dad's Root Beer. So that's a pretty funny name for the root beer you're drinking. It should be not your dad's root beer. That would probably work out way better. But, you know, I don't know. I know you didn't mean anything, Jeff. Yeah, the chat's on. Chat's on, Jake. Bungholio, Luke, lived in Northwest Harris County in junior high and again now. Am I missing where people are saying they're from? Hey, why don't you guys tell me where you're at? If you don't mind, would you just check in here on the thing? Big Boys in Burbank is a Friday night cruise night for hot cars. Yeah, it is. They park, at least the last time I was there, they parked the, whatever the fuck they got, hot rods and shit. And also, if you ever go up to Neptune's Net there on PCH, you can see a lot of bikes. Phil, you used to play the bongos and harmonica on the show. Can you bring them back? Yes, I can. I can't. I want to get some bongos. I've got a big conga drum, but I don't have the bongo drums, so I got to get the bongos. Phil, you're in Houston. Oh, you were in Houston? You're now in Salt Lake City. Awesome. Bungholio, Houston. Good. Now I'm getting some reference here. Adams is with all the California-based restaurants coming up here. The Seattle-Tacoma region is like California. Now, I got it. Bradley's in Santa Cruz. Hey, Bradley, I know you, don't I? Paul's in Jersey. Bruce Vaught is in Arizona. Nathan Smith is in North Georgia, just 3 miles south of Chattanooga. Know it well, man. Jeff, of course, Sacramento. Phil Fadden in Long Beach. James is in Montana. Jamie Rocks in Deerfield Beach, just south of Boca. I know that. Stephen Miller's in Littleton. Mike in Utah. Phil Fadden in Long Beach. William Beggs in Midvale, Utah. Colby Jack an hour south of Portland, Oregon. And Allie is in L.A. She loves Big Boys and she loves Big Boys hot rods. I just thought they were on Saturday. Well, now, how about that? Kanab, Utah, was Christian. Bernie Bung, you should look me on Facebook. It's like Bernie's just screaming shit. I go through the Houston area often. We can hang. Springfield, Missouri, David Myers. David, good to talk to you. The other thing that I wanted to let you guys know is next week I'm going to be interviewed for the Atlantic Magazine, Atlantic Monthly. I have no idea why, but I suspect it's an article about going from a radio to digital medium. I was on Carell's radio show yesterday. I'm being featured on, I'm being featured on the Snark Monkey podcast, which has already dropped. I have no fucking idea. I tried to download it today. I couldn't do it. I was trying to do it off of the fucking thing here on Twitter, and it fucked up. Allie, I miss Malibu. My sister went to Pepperdine, and they have awesome stuff. What do you mean awesome stuff? Like awesome shit in the bookstore? Adam Nichols, speaking of burgers, and everybody in here may not know or remember this place. Anybody remember Flaky Jake's? Basically, they were like Fuddruckers. They had locations in the Seattle area, the Midwest, and probably a few other places. I do not, but I remember Fuddruckers. Is Fuddruckers still around? Fuddruckers is where you made your own burger. I went to Fuddruckers a total of like, there's Matt is in Northridge. Good evening, Matt. I went to Fuddruckers a total of 10 times, and then I got bored with it. It was like, okay, fuck this. I don't want to keep making my own burger. I want someone to make it and bring it to me. Marty Renton here, just across Lake Washington from Seattle. Good to talk with you, Marty. Outstanding, brother. Jeff asks Bernie, what's the weirdest thing you ever hold? Bernie answered, moo cow creamers. I'm joking. Colby Jack, Adam, have you been to Cali Burger in the U District? What? Oh, Cali Burger. I guess that's up in wherever. Phil Fan says, I lost connection again. I'll refresh. Do it. Bernie G, 20 bikers on here. 2 weeks, I'll be checking in from Daytona Beach Bike Week. Uh-huh. Bradley, let's talk more about how nice Lauren's bracelet is. How the fuck did you find that out? Adam Nichol, they were fantastic when they were still around. The last one that I know of was in Anaheim, California, and that's been closed maybe 8, 9, 10 years or more. Which one, man? Fuddruckers? What? Or Bob's? I have no idea, man. I'm going all the way to the bottom. That's what somebody told me. I hauled a full trailer full of pig's lips, says Bernie. Fuddruckers is still around. They're really good. Nearest one to me is in Portland, Oregon, says Adam. Jeff, I didn't know pigs had lips. Do chickens have lips? No, says Bernie, but they sure as fuck have beaks. Matt, so I've been looking for an old show. It was Dave Oliva gets dumped and winds up drinking a 30-pack of beer and stares at bugs on the curb. Don't know that one. You may be thinking about a one we did with Vernon Dozier. William checking in from Three Corners close to Paris, Virginia. You know, Three Corners, is that Southern Virginia? Bruce Vaught, Bernie G, yeah, I have an 08 Road Glide. Love to ride and would definitely make it to a road trip to Vegas for a BSP get-together. Bernie is going to go to Bike Week in Daytona Beach. Which is, there's Bike Week in Daytona, of course, there's Sturgis, there's a few runs. And I guess the Bike Week is going in Daytona Beach is strictly a southeastern thing. Colby Jack, never been to Cali Burger, Flaky Jake's. There's Fuddruckers in Burbank, says Allie. I don't think so. There's one in Pasadena, I know. Flaky Jake's is one that's closed, I should say. Marty, my favorite music store is in Renton. All these cats are checking in from the Northwest. Burgerville is another place. Pigs have lips. That's where you put the lipstick on, says Steven. Fuddruckers in Missoula, Montana has bison burgers. God damn. You're in Montana. You're not... James, we got Jeff in Bozeman, but you're in, I don't know what town you're in. Okay, I'll let you guys talk among yourselves unless you have questions. And I think probably what I should, Phil, how about a download of just Phil bust-ups? I love burning bugs, all you can eat Negro oil. Oh, you mean when I crack up? Okay. It's not a bad idea. Yeah, when we lose it on the air, man, and I love it. I love to lose it on the air because I know I'm having a good time, you know. Mike, we've got Fuddruckers, Five Guys, and In-N-Out here in Salt Lake, but the best burger joints around here are all owned by Greeks. We supposedly invented putting pastrami on a burger, meat as a condiment for other meat. Revolutionary. In Salt Lake City? Wow, Phil, getting drunk and staring at the concrete was pretty much my whole high school experience. Good God. That's Bungholio, I should say. Bernie says, actually, Phil, I've met bikers from all the country and Europe. And Daytona? Oh, cool. Excelente. I had an OSA 250 that I mentioned on Facebook. I rode up onto the 210 right when it opened up back in 71. And it was open as far as, I think, Pasadena. And I wound up getting a ticket for standing up on the fucking foot pegs and standing on the seat and all kinds of stupid shit. It's funny when I lose it, and it's fun to lose it too. And the best thing about laughing on the air is that it's rather infectious, and I think everybody just sort of laughs, you know. It's probably the easiest way to get a laugh. Where in Vegas? Hard Rock, Strip, or Off Strip? Fairmont Street, Caesars. You mean where in Vegas for the party? I would still want to have it like at on the Strip. Well, not maybe close to the Strip at one of the big hotels, like the Wynn being one of them. But I don't know if it would be big enough for us. Phil, talk about old shows. Any idea if any of the Rose Parade remotes still exist? They would love to hear any of those again. Yeah, we've got some on site. We have some on our site. We have, I think, two, or at least one. And there are one or two floating around. The one we were able to capture is from KFI Radio, which means the audio is really fucking shitty. Phil, I think the show that was talked about was either Vernon Dozier or Jay Santos being banished from a crime scene, then he started to burn bugs. That's exactly right. And I don't think it was Vernon Dozier. I think it was, I remember the show because I was doing it at KFI. It was before we went to Premier Radio. And the character was maybe Austin Amarca, one of those characters. Phil, do you recall a specific point when you knew you could do a show of all characters and many people would buy it? Were you surprised how many people bought in? I'm not sure I understand your question, but if you're asking about the radio show, it was pretty much from the very beginning. If you're asking about the digital show that we do now, it was pretty much, I didn't give a shit. I mean, to be honest with you, I just wanted to, at that point, create a show without phone calls, create a show. And that's what I wanted to do, and we've done it. We've made a living at it, you know. We've made a good living at it, and, you know, I have you guys to thank for that. I believe that it's funny. I know that there are people, because, you know, you don't get any feedback, but I know there are professional people that like it, and we have fans, just folks from the old show, new fans. So I don't know, you know. I always just go along with my own instincts, and I laugh when I listen to our show now, you know. And I think that as I said to Larry, you guys should listen to this interview I did with Larry Morgan, Snark Monkey. I said, look, you know, the phone call show was during a period of critical mass in talk radio, and it was perfect to do right when I did it. Because it took advantage of all these super serious, myopic people that were calling talk shows and really trying to get the world solved with their fucking talk radio, right? And so we trolled the shit out of that. And what happened was, you know, it did what it did, and then it all blew up into the internet. And everything became the internet. Everything became Facebook. Everything became Twitter. Everything became... It was like people needed more. And so they got more. They did Twitter. They did Facebook. Today... There's so much juice and energy being expended on Twitter and Facebook. There's no fucking way you can do that kind of show anymore. All right. Just be happy you were there when it happened. Plus, you know, the archives. When the fuck is this party going to happen, says Bungholio? Right now, tentatively, April. Okay? But you will get a heads up, my man. Vegas is a good location for me, about a six-hour drive. Vegas is great. Vegas is fucking great. Uriel McHenry, I'll definitely be at the party. Uriel, hello, Uriel. Where are you, Uriel? What city are you in? Mike Nickus, Gloria Grover was in rare form today. Even Larry just killed me. She is... Look at this. Here's my girl. Oh, honey, sorry. I gotta go get my girlfriend. Hold on. Oh, my God, baby, I'm sorry. I bet you'd be later. Oh, my God, man. That was my girlfriend. That was Lauren. She just got back from L.A., and she, I locked her out. Hey, Phil, are there still plans to put WID Real to Real tapes on? Yes. 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 This is just a few of them, man. This is just, I mean, a sliver. This is all from Miami. And this shit is gold, okay? Because this is Miami, man. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, this is fucking Miami. So what we have to do with this stuff is obviously convert it to digital. And you can see the size of the fucking reels. Nobody has this shit. And nobody really should have, well, the rest of this, unless somebody recorded this off the air. And the other stuff that, you know, our current archives, we protect and we, you know, really police the internet and we take down where we take down so that you guys, you know, get value for your buck. But this shit, man, has never even been on the internet yet. And this shit is going to be on site. Now, all we have to do, and I gotta, you know, I go back and forth with Alex on this shit, is get it converted to digital. That means, you know, a machine that handles 10-inch reels And obviously then just digitizing it from that point. You can get 10-inch reel machines. I could probably rent one and stick it in the studio here. They roll in and then begin to process that shit. It would, you know, I don't want to mess around with the EQ or anything too much, but we'll see. Phil, there's Larry Morgan I know who does the voiceover intros and outros for the reruns of American Top 40. That's Larry. 1970-1980 Countdown, is that the same Larry Morgan as the podcast? Yes, Adam, it is. Yeah, he's over at Premier Radio. That's where I was for the... he was at Premier where I did the interview. Jake, I just figured out that Phil does videos for these chats. Yes, we're doing a video right now, and we do videos for every single thing that we do, every show that we do, there's videos. Off topic, says Jamie, but those Saturday movies you do are cracking me up. You know, I got to tell you about the Saturday movie, Jamie. I'm not entirely happy with it. I'm not sure if it should be me just commenting or doing something else that I do, which is literally drop the audio, or not drop the audio, but keep the audio, but actually do the dialogue. You know, I'm a little fucked up about that, so I don't think it's at optimum. I appreciate you saying that. But I think there's a ways to go before they become really fucking cool. Tomorrow, I honestly don't know what we're going to do. I think we ought to return to some kind of a science fiction or horror movie, because I think we've done two film noir-esque type things so far. These words are facing Phil's back. Hmm. Off topic, though, okay. What words are those, James? William, Three Corners, Lower Northern Shenandoah Valley, Virginia. Okay, moonshiners would cross one of these county lines if they were tipped the law was coming. William, I like the current format. It's very random and unpredictable. Thank you. I enjoy it. It's fun. It's really who I am more than anything else. It's, you know, we can still fit in all kinds of insane fucking shit. And, you know, Jake, I just figured out that Phil does the videos. Yeah. Adam... Christian was listening to old classic Phil shows on my headphones today. My brother looked over and gave me a dirty look. I guess I was laughing during the funeral. Good Lord, what funeral were you at, Christian? Thank heavens I was just standing outside the doorway. William, I didn't start listening until the new format, so I prefer it. All right, that's great to know you're there, Cody. Hi, Phil. I'm in... Oh, Uriel, I know who you are. You were an early morning person with me. I think you called the show a few times to win a prize. Mike, oh shit, dog, Phil's in the doghouse. Yeah, I absolutely, it says MD Phil fan, I absolutely loved it when callers got angry at the characters, especially when R.C. Collins pissed off those enlisted men and women. Yeah, Bungholio, you fucking retard, whoever he's talking to. Christian, hey Phil, the Grand Canyon called, it wants its crack back. Got it. Christian is about one comment away from getting his motherfucking ass blocked on this thing. What do you think? I think I just blocked Christian. Oh! James Kaufman. Phil. Oh, Phil. Jeff, will there be any Saturday movie? Yes. I suggest Mud Honey from that great auteur Russ Meyer, featuring rather ample young ladies. Oh, you want porn, huh? Phil, any thoughts on the Apple phone opening situation? Yes, I think they should open that goddamn thing up and give it to the FBI. My understanding is it is not that fucked up. It's, in other words, it is far more, it is far less of a security compromise than Apple wants us to believe. That's my understanding. It's not a backdoor, you know, in total encryption defeating thing. It's something else. It's the FBI wants the right to be able to guess the guy's password. That's what they want. They want to be able to get into the place where you can guess his password. So they're not asking for a complete, you know, complete access to the phone. Like right away, okay, let me find out who this guy has. Give it us. They want access to the point where they can guess, where they can run the variables on a password. Now, that's what I heard today. And if that's the case, that sounds reasonable. Apple is suspect in this area by denying this kind of access, they are saving themselves from having people taking cell phones, throwing them into the fucking Pacific Ocean, and going out and getting Samsung. Apple doesn't want that to happen. And so people at Apple are suspect that way, I think. It's not, they don't want to protect my ass. They don't want to lose me as a customer. That's what I think. That's what it always comes down to, guys. I've been in business, and I've been at this game for a long time, and I can tell you right now, I have never, ever been in a meeting with suits, radio executives, technocrats, any of those motherfuckers, where the public interest was the number one topic of discussion. Never. And understand, I've worked in a federally regulated industry, a federally licensed industry, practically my whole life, radio. Never did they ever talk about public interest. They talked about money. So don't ever think, and if you think Apple's different, come on, man. Allie, I'm headed to Vegas in August as well. That will be hell, but I will be at the pool when I'm not at work. Good idea. Adam Nickel, nice, good thing you saved those, Phil. Yeah, those Miami tapes are fantastic. Yeah, what happened, Paul, is, and it's not raining here, Lauren just got back from L.A., and she, I forgot to unlock the facility here, you know, various and sundry different ways in. Where in Vegas are you going to be in August? Don't tell him, Allie, or he will. No, I'm kidding around. Allie, Mr. Hendry, conversion easy. Use Deluxe. They do that for a good price. Okay. Allie, is Deluxe a studio? Is Deluxe a... And also, how do I secure the tapes? In other words, how do I know they're not taking them and copying them and trying to monetize them themselves? You know what I'm saying? Not that they would do it, but that they get out into the... into the ethosphere. Yes, Larry's a great guy, and he's a pro. Luke, Dean Friedman, this week I listened to what is probably my favorite Bob Green bit of all time. He wouldn't let people bring in their own bags just because he's an asshole. Yeah, I like that too. You want to bring your own bag? Okay, I guess you don't need my shopping cart. That was it. Uriel likes the comments during our movies, definitely. Okay, let's do it. Let's rock that. I don't know. I do what everybody does, and it's certainly Mystery Science Theater 3000 has done it far better. I mean, they did a scripted science of that thing, but it is an aspect to what I do. And I was thinking, you know, occasionally we drop the dialogue in, so who knows? I accuse my parents, and Bung Holy says I always accuse my parents. Of course. MD Phil Fano. Phil, if you decide to do another movie, will you be doing anything like Reefer Madness or The Wonderful World of LSD? Reefer Madness is kind of beat to death. I've never heard of The Wonderful World of LSD. we need Mystery Science Theater with all of the characters doing commentary. I would lose my shit. That's something definitely to take up with those guys. I met the guy. What's the guy's name, man? Uh-oh. I was in Minnesota when that show started. I was in St. Paul when it started, as a matter of fact. It's fucking awesome. Phil, I'm suffering from some serious commercial withdrawal since the Lions season ended. You got to bring some of the ads back during the regular show. No shit. I wonder if we ought to just... Yeah. You're right. Thank you. I think that just made up my mind for me, Mike. By the way, if you watch the video cast, and I don't know how many of you guys do this, you see... a show that you will not hear on the podcast, because all the mistakes, all of the stop and the start, all of the, ah, fuck, I got to do that again, all that is on the video cast. We cut it out of the audio track. The audio cast, the podcast, the audio podcast, you hear the show as it's sort of intended for the ears of everybody. But the video cast, I am like coughing, I'm, like, getting frustrated. There was one morning I went, oh, fuck. I stopped the show right in the middle of it and backed up and started it all over again. There was another morning, I think this morning, where I, you know, stopped for a while and did something else. So not that it's a really great sell point, but you do get a slightly different show on the video cast than you get on the audio cast. Mike Nickel, being someone who didn't grow up with those AT40 shows, I've gotten into listening them. Are those, hey, Mike, are those Casey Kasem shows, man? Are those the classics? American Top 40? Or are they new shows with a new host? Very curious. Jamie Rocks, great. Love the sci-fi theme for Saturday movie. I'm a film noir, huge fan. Thought the Limping Man was very funny. Limping Man was weird, wasn't it? And what the fuck? Hey, Jamie, what did you think about the fact that the Limping Man turned out to be just a fucking dream the guy was having? What? In other words, I bet you they thought it was really revolutionary at the time, right? Bernie G, Phil, I don't know about anyone else, but I'm enjoying the Saturday movie very much the way you're doing it. Thank you, Bernie. Appreciate it. Uriel, yes, you have a good memory. I never won anything, but I kept trying. I remember you calling, Uriel. I do. And thank you for hanging with us. Bernie G, Phil, did you know that Mystery Science did blame my parents also? Yes. You mean I accused my parents? Not parents, but Clarence. You're thinking of a different show. There was also a show called I Accuse Clarence. And that was a piece of shit. And then there was... No, I'm kidding. Bernie, dude, I do. In fact, it was suggested to me by Lauren. And I said, why are you suggesting that? She said, because Mystery Science Theater did it. So I went, okay. Cody Elms, there you go with that backdoor talk. Goddamn right. If you'll pardon the phrase backdoor. The other thing I liked from this week is Margaret said, would you please not use the term door-to-door? Because is that... Yes, it is. It's filthy. And...
Well...
No. It's filthy. Filthy. Why don't I call myself Filthy? Hi, everybody. It's Filthy. And it's the Filthy Show. P-H-I-L-T-H-E-E. The Filthy Show. You can't beat it, man. You know. Mr. Henry's version was just as good, if not better. Which one are you talking about, Stephen? Well, I don't think so. I think Mystery Science Theater... Stephen, that's a very nice comment. But I think Mystery Science Theater is very fucking funny. And obviously they scripted it and rehearsed it, you know. And stopped and started and did retakes and, you know. I think the legal issue, Bungholio says, the legal issue is, can a law enforcement agency force Apple to create new software code to open the phone? That's a very interesting question. The law says that you can't withhold evidence, you know, that if you withhold evidence, you're an accessory to the actual crime that's been committed. We have a very serious problem with terrorism, obviously, but I don't know. James, for the Saturday cinema, I'd like two characters doing the dialogue. One on the phone and Phil, please. Jake, Phil, you should share your guacamole recipe someday. It's very easy. I'll share it with you right now. You use as many avocados as you want. I think I probably use, you know, depending upon how many people. You mash that stuff up real good, okay? Then you use probably a clove of garlic. And the clove is the actual flower of garlic. And use a garlic masher. Don't cut it up. Use actual garlic and use a garlic masher and mash it into the guacamole so you have that nice mashed up garlic. Use a lot of salt. Now, I don't mean don't poison yourself with salt, but salt it to a good, you know, distinct salty taste. Salt is the key to guacamole, believe it or not. Salt is one of those marvelous condiments that we don't think about too much. We generally think of it in negative terms, but salt is fantastic. Use salt. Then if you'd like, depending on how many avocados you've used, use salsa. And I wouldn't use more than maybe a couple of tablespoons of salsa. And then if you want, also put maybe one half lemon squeeze of juice. And those are optional. The only thing you need really for good guacamole is salt and garlic and the avocado. Do not put anything else in it. You'll fuck it up. Guacamole is simply mashed up avocados, well seasoned, and then you eat that with those really good San Luis Obispo tortilla chips that I don't know where the hell. You know those restaurant tortilla chips that you can't find anywhere else? Eat it with that. Okay. Next up, we have a question here. Phil, was Sylvia of old a real caller? Yes, she was. Yes, she was, man. Nathan says, I agree with you, Phil, though. I think Apple can help the FBI without compromising the security or privacy of other users, but I think Apple is grandstanding and using it to sell more phones. Abso-fucking-lutely. Absolutely. And it's really not the time or the place to be selling goddamn phones, Apple. Just get your shit together. Help the FBI. Let's figure out what the hell is going on. This is a threat to, you know, the safety of people. And let's get our act together and pull your head out of your goddamned ass. I can't believe this. What would Steve Jobs do? We don't know. Jeff, bung. I know the true extent of terrorism. I was married for 12 years. Nathan Smith, Cody Elms. Wear a turtleneck. Bungholio, Jeff, LOL. Cody, Nathan, absolutely. This is the time of night where... Joel Hodgson. Thank you very much, MD Phil fan from Mystery Science. Joel Hodgson. I met him the summer before 9/11. I was down there... Where the hell was I? I was in Hollywood. And I went to a production company that Joel Hodgson was working at. And he was working with that guy, Robert Morton. You remember Robert Morton, the guy that used to produce the Letterman show? Anybody remember Robert Morton? Morty? Robert Morton was there. And by the way, Robert Morton is a wonderful man, just a great guy. And he was there with this production company. He'd come to L.A. He got in canned by Letterman or whatever happened there. He came to L.A. and he was running this production company. And these cats were asking me if I wanted to host a show that they were going to create having to do with disasters in movies. Well, guess what happened? 9/11. And do you know how many shows got shit canned because 9/11? There were all kinds of shows being developed from just ideas all the way to we're like, you know, 2 weeks away from starting the show that got absolutely shit canned because 9/11, you know, just threw a whole monkey wrench into the head trip of America. And anything having to do with disaster, anything having to do with violence, anything, even, you know, in comedy, I'm talking about. Comedy suffered for a while, you know. Comedy got fucked by 9/11. But not too much, but in terms of the producing of shows, yeah. And so what happened, anyway, make a long story short, that show that Morty and I believe it was Joel Hodgson were developing got basically put on hold, and I haven't seen it since. And they were using old movies. Nathan Smith, those sponsors for the Lions should have the opportunity to sponsor the show, maybe have the Slidell Holmes on for a segment. Goddamn right. We'll bring them back, Nathan. Let me... am I copying that? Yeah. Let me do that, man. Okay. There I am. Copying. Okay, so I'll... I think it's a very, very good point. No sense in wasting a good idea. And I have many good ideas. All right, cool. Adam Nickel, Phil, the American Top 40 1970s and 80s shows on the weekends are the shows with Casey Kasem. That's what I thought. They're on stations all over the U.S. and Canada. I usually just see whoever runs them and whoever streams online and listen to them. Because I talked to Casey Kasem's agent before he passed on, and he said he was working a deal to get these archives to monetize the archives, and it's cool. It's a cool idea, you know, to sort of go back because the show goes back to the 70s, man. There's a lot of fucking history there. Jamie, Phil the could be a rapper. Filthy. Let me tell you something, y'all. Filthy. I like it. Adam Nickel, the iHeartRadio app also has an entire channel with just Casey Kasem AT40 reruns from the 1970s and now. It's a good channel. I wonder who gets the money for that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll ask Carrie Kasem. Casey Kasem's daughter is a really nice lady. And his son, Mike. I met both of them one day. They came to the studio and... just two great kids, really, really. And Mike, goddamn, he looks exactly like his old man. I mean, exactly like his old man. And really nice kids. And but she was, as you know, you may know, Carrie was very involved in her father's life toward the end. And so I got to ask her who is, you know, making the bank on that, because it should be going to the family, I mean, or whoever has the rights. You know, I hope, with all due respect to iHeart, I hope they aren't the guys that are sucking all the revenue on that, man. That would be kind of, I don't know. Bernie says, Phil, you're a genius. Thank you, Bernie. You mean for doing the Saturday movie? You're a sweet guy. Bradley, they dragged me out of bed at 9 a.m. to do the news break. Don't know what that means, but Paul, that's my team's name on Madden. Filthy. Oh, cool. Paul Dantino for Philly, though. Don't tell Phil. I'm only reading this. Cody Elms, Phil, Thee, featuring RC, Bernie G, but they're not sure there's evidence on the phone. No, they're not sure there's evidence on the phone, but they got it. They're going to try and find out. Apathy 2673, the video casts are definitely different and a bonus, but I prefer the audio casts. They make better front porch listening for chilling with the dog. Truth, I think. Cody Elms, the podcast get me through the work with a day without committing homicide. I'm really happy to hear that, man. I really am. You need to eat real guac down there in Houston. How do you guys make... my guacamole recipe starts with an entire stick of butter. Bullshit. Are you serious? Bernie G. Alley, you didn't fall asleep, did you? Yeah, she did. Jake, thanks, man. Mike, Dr. Arthur Barn versus Oscar Slidell in a steel cage. No shit. Loser gets the garlic. A stick of butter and green food coloring. Yeah, no shit. Phil, do you regret having married? I do. It was the only thing I ever feel it. Yes, Jeff, I do regret being married. But I have to tell you, man, at some point, you got to integrate it and go, it was a big fucking mistake, but hey, everything is a learning curve, dude, and you got to do that. Otherwise, it's going to kill you. So that's what I did. And now, while it was a mistake, it was me fucking up as a human being. It ain't a mistake other people haven't made. It's, you know, you can call it a mistake. You just say, you know, I fell into a goddamn crater, whatever you want to say, and just learn from it. I learned a shit pot load, man, from being married. A shit pot load. So, and I think that's why I have a really good woman in my life now, because I know what, you know, a bad situation is. Phil, do you ever regret? Okay. Nathan, Mike, Nick is pressed. Let me tell you something, Jeff. When you say, by the way, I saw what you said here. It's the only thing I think I ever failed at. That's exactly how I felt. And the failure of my marriage caused the failure. It's like a domino, man. Your marriage goes down. Your career goes down. All kinds of shit goes down. So it becomes a cataclysm. And I'm like you. I didn't think I could fail that big. I mean, I used to say it to people. I'd say, I never in my mind, never in my life ever thought I could fail that fucking big. I never conceived of it. So it's like having your own worst nightmare come true. But once you get over that shit, and do yourself a favor, man. Don't let it take you years like it took me. And you incorporate and you integrate that shit, you'll be fine, man. You know, and life is fucking awesome. I mean, it gets just really good. Bradley, apparently my top secret recipe has been compromised. Pressed garlic and salt. Yeah. Pressed garlic and salt and a stick of butter with green food coloring. Cody, a huge scene in the first Spider-Man was taken out because of 9/11. Really? There was a giant web between the Twin Towers and a helicopter got caught in them. No shit, man. I didn't know that. When we did that show, Teachers, you know, you guys, some of you may remember, we were at Sony and the soundstage right next door was doing a lot of special effects shit on whatever Spider-Man was being produced in 2006. So, Colby Jack, speaking of terrorists, any word on the Mark Masters case? Nah, man, I haven't heard shit, you know. I suspect it's going to be one of those, you know, probation, counseling, this and that. But the interesting thing about the Masters story, Colby Jack, is that the day that he was arrested for this alleged domestic violence was the same day that the Supreme Court ruled, the Supreme Court of what? The United States, that they wouldn't hear his complaint against Michael Savage. Michael Savage had gotten out of his contract with TRN, was now off, and is now off with another company, and Masters wanted to sue for, I think he was expecting $800,000. They quashed it, and that day, this shit went down at Masters' house. Karma? Anyway, MD Philfed, I remember an episode of the original X-Files got a pre-show message because of the events of Columbine. What do you mean got a pre-show message? Really? Jake, what was the name of the fishing show Phil did on the water? God damn it, I don't remember. Who's been blocked, Bernie G? Colby Jack ain't been blocked. Oh, Mark Masters. Now, that wasn't the Mark Masters. That was just some fucking asshole. Bungholio, I'm about to go play Godfather on PS3. I would suggest you all do the same. Good point, man. After the chat. Paul, Sirius does the American Top 40 on the 80s channel. So they sold the rights to iHeart, and they sold the satellite rights to Sirius. Good move. Now, somebody needs to get the digital rights, and they'll be really raking the bank in. Luke D., Jake, with Kip Pernille, that's it. Kip Pernille, they kept forgetting the name of the show and kept changing the name. Exactly. Kip Pernille's... what was it called? In Nature, or, you know... this is Kip Pernille, In the Wild. I think it was called In the Wild or something like that. Jamie Rocks Bung, my Godfather PS4 just got the flashing blue light of death today. We have to send it into Sony next week. Jake, yes, and the guy was always shooting at him. Yeah, there was a group of inbred people firing at Kip as he was trying to, you know, fish. Apathy says, they play Casey's Top 40 Countdowns on Sirius XM. I heard a disco version of Close Encounters last weekend. That's right. It was in the 70s. I remember that goddamn song. James Kaufman, Phil, during 9/11, you were truly a godsend and a great source of reassurance for me. So glad you were on the radio. Thank you, James. I wish I was a source of comfort for me. But Casey Kasem's real name was... Now, think about this, you guys. Kamal Kasem. All my youth, I grew up listening to and dug and wanted to have the life of this Arab dude named Casey Kasem. In other words, I wasn't hung up about Muslim, about fucking Arabs versus Jews, about, you know, it just didn't exist, man. And there was Casey Kasem. And he was like a major fucking, and I met him. When I met Casey Kasem, it was one of the biggest fucking moments of my life. I was like 11 years old, and I was so short, I was looking up at Casey Kasem, and he was like there. And believe me, Casey Kasem was not a tall guy, you know? But there I was, man, and nobody in my family or in my life ever said to me, don't go down and talk to that Arab, you know? Nobody ever said, there was no controversy, nobody saying, there's a fucking Arab on KRLA, man. Of course, there was no goddamn terrorism in America at the time, but the Middle East was all... the Middle East wasn't even all that fucked up back then. They reran AT-40 with him hosting it from 1981. Did they really? Phil, I'd love to hear from Hal and Viola flying to Laughlin again sometime. Being a pilot, I always loved hearing the very accurate stall warning horn alarm. All right, Marty, let me go ahead and print that one off, too. The accurate stall warning. Love that, man. So I should get Lauren to come down here and show you the bracelet I got her. I mean, I don't even know if she's going to be there or not. Let's see. I got her a fucking Cartier bracelet. And I told you that I wouldn't show it off, but, you know, you guys are BSP, so it's good. What am I doing? Oh. Fuck is her number? There she is. She taking a shower? Let's see. She won't hear it. She won't hear it. Hey, baby, it's me.
Hey, hi.
Can you come down to the studio so I can show your bracelet to the BSPs?
Okay, hold on a second. I'm cooking, so...
Oh, you're cooking?
I'm just kidding. I'll be right down.
I'm cooking. I'm just kidding. I'll just have her arm come in from here, you know. It's the same thing I got her last year, and... Carlos, hi, everyone. I hope you're all having a better night than me. Who knew misplacing my wallet can turn in such a sewer? Oh, fuck, dude. No kidding. I guess that's how it is when you have kids and that you're that busy. Anyway, I'm blessed for being a BSP. I can hit up the archive and cheer up. Good night. Have a great weekend. Carlos, sorry to hear that. Come on in. Just come in this way so we can look. Oh, look at how cute you are. That's all right. Don't worry.
All these crocodiles.
And just put your arm in. You'll see she has two. Oh, no. And the most recent one is this one, right?
This is the most recent.
The most recent is this.
The points to the front.
Yes. And it, and can I afford it? No. Mm. I'm broke and no. All right, honey.
Thank you, honey.
There you go.
I love it.
That's a Cartier. What's it called?
I love it.
Cartier what?
Love. It's called a love bracelet.
She doesn't want it. Just go talk to the people. Well, come on. You know, somebody's got to see it. I mean, shit, I haven't said shit about it on the open feed. So that's the end of the show. God damn it. You guys are the best. We're going to get our BSP meet, whether it's a dinner. But I'm telling you, I'm not Donald Trump, man. I come through on the shit that I promise. I'm fucking around. I'm kidding. I don't mean to piss anybody off that's a Donald Trump fan. Thank you very much, Phil. You're welcome, Phil. Wow, look at that, man. There's a frozen look at the... So, having said all of that, you know, again, like I say, I'm very appreciative of each and every one of you guys. I will see you again, and I'll let you know next week, you know, how we came out with the... how we came out with our callback, our network callback on that show. And... I'm always working for you, and I'm always working to expand this thing called the Phil Hendry brand, and I'm always looking to make it bigger, and I'll always remember my backstage pass people, my BSP people, so, you know, that's no shit, man. Man, that ain't no shit either, I'll tell you that right now, so thank you all. See you guys Monday. Let's see what else. Oh, and our movie tomorrow, Saturday Cinema. Mr. Hendry's Wardrobe by Goodwill of Santa Anita.